It is 2:40 here on WTOP. Well, Donald Trump made the NBC show Celebrity Apprentice very popular. Trump is gone, but the show will go on, and NBC's choice for a new host is raising some eyebrows. Movie star and former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, Celebrity Apprentice, will return to the network for the 2016 television season.
Joining us is Brian Stelter, host of CNN's Reliable Sources. So, Brian, the big question, why Arnold?
Well, he's a big enough name that we're all talking about him. He has star power, he has a worldwide brand, and he has political experience. So he brings a lot of attributes to the table here, and it allows NBC to rejuvenate this franchise. You know, The Apprentice has seen better days. Donald Trump was still a ratings draw for sure, but it was only getting 6 or 7 million viewers every episode. Now, I think with Schwarzenegger, they at least have an opportunity to reinvigorate the franchise and try to bring in new viewers.
Isn't there a little hypocrisy here? I mean, NBC made such a big deal divorcing itself from Trump a few months ago, but Trump did make the show a big success. So is NBC trying to have it both ways here?
Well, NBC definitely wanted to stay in business with the Apprentice brand, but get out of business with Trump. And they were able to do that by unwinding their deal with the Miss Universe pageant and able to do that by finding a replacement. But, you know, it seems like they're all trying to speak kindly of each other. Trump has blessed the Arnold, the Donald blessing the Arnold in the new job. I guess this is one job Trump can't come back to if the presidential thing doesn't work out.
Well, and that's the next question. Does this mean Arnold is done with politics, too?
Perhaps in this environment we're in today, where politics and entertainment seem to blur so much you can barely keep them straight, you never say never to any of those possibilities. But for now, we know he'll be taking over starting next year. The show won't be on the air until the fall of 2016, by the way, so he's got a while to figure out what his version of You're Fired is going to be. Of course, he already has Hasta La Vista, baby, from the Terminator movies, and no, I cannot do his voice.
You're terminated.
Oh my gosh, it should be fun to find out how he handles it. How, you know, personality wise are there differences? I mean, do you think that there will be a different energy in the show with Arnold?
I think there'll be a very different energy, and in some ways it'll be just, you know, simply put, a different show, because you also won't have Trump's children, who were key players on The Celebrity Apprentice for many years. So there will be some very noticeable differences. That said, you know, I'm sure he'll be able to attract celebrities the same way that Trump could, because Arnold has a worldwide brand, worldwide name recognition. He'll be able to have that same kind of draw, and the show could work around the world. You know, NBC could sell this show in other countries as well, because Schwarzenegger is so well-known thanks to his movies being big successes all around the world.
All right, well, Brian, hasta la vista, baby, for now.
For now.
Brian Stelter, host of CNN's Reliable Sources.
Coming up on WTOP, the Redskins say hasta la vista to a high-profile player. We'll tell you who that is next, 2:43.